This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep. Imagine you're suffering from an incurable disease. Then you hear about a new experimental treatment, but it is risky, and it requires you to travel. In the United States, there are review boards that study experimental therapies to make sure they will not cause more harm than good, but that is not true in some other countries. China allows treatments for many medical conditions that would not be permitted here. So now Americans are traveling to China to receive a controversial operation. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
Okay. 1, 2.
A Chinese 3. Physical therapist is lifting up and bending the right 4. Leg of Steve Farr, a 31-year-old man from 5. Florida. Farr lies on a bed in a bright, comfortable private room at Xishan Hospital in the northwest of Beijing. He has a goatee beard and short cropped hair. His eyes are alive and alert, but his thin body is limp.
The last one, okay. Good.
Farr has amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS, otherwise known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a progressive and ultimately fatal neurodegenerative disease. It attacks the nerves in the brain and spinal cord that control voluntary muscles. As their muscles waste away, patients lose their strength and ability to move their arms, legs, and body. It becomes difficult to breathe and swallow. Beside Farr's bed is a photo of what seems like a different man, a bodybuilder with no shirt on, sitting astride a horse. The picture is of Farr himself, before ALS claimed 70 pounds of his original body weight. Standing by his bed are his father, Bud, and his mother, Betty.
His normal weight was right around 200 pounds since high school. He could leg press in high school 850 pounds. He has a room full of trophies for wrestling, and he was the defensive captain on his football team that went to the state finals.
Does she need to get on the side of the bed? Betty, do you mind helping me?
Steve's fiancée, Vicky, is also here, helping the Chinese acupuncturist get in position to administer needles to Steve's body. The disease has almost totally taken away Steve's ability to speak, so Vicky also helps him to get across what he wants to say.
One at a time. Start with a vowel? Okay. E. V.
Steve Farr has traveled to China for a controversial operation to be performed by a Chinese doctor called Huang Hongyun. It's called olfactory ensheathing cell, or OEC, transplantation, and it involves transplanting cells from the human nasal cavity into the patient's brain. The cells can be taken from adult donors, but more frequently, here in China, they're taken from fetuses aborted during the second trimester of pregnancy. These cells regenerate easily, and Huang's theory is that when transplanted into the brain of an ALS sufferer, these regenerating cells will produce substances that may enhance the survival of damaged brain cells. Research in this area is still very preliminary, and most doctors in the U.S. say there is no good scientific evidence that it is safe or that it works. The surgery is also sensitive because it uses cells from aborted fetuses. This ethical question is something that the Farrs, and especially Steve's fiancée Vicky, have had to confront.
I don't believe in abortion. I do believe the child is conceived, and that's the person. And it's very difficult for me because any platform or position I've had in my life, I tried to have the utmost integrity. As Stephen was getting sick, I knew that this could be an opportunity, and knowing that I was coming here, I don't say a lot about it because I don't want to talk out of two sides of my mouth, which I have to in order to be here.
The Farrs have spent $30,000 to come here to China for Steve to have the surgery. That makes a total of $200,000 they've borrowed over the last 3 years for treatment. They know the surgery here in China will not cure him, but they hope it will slow the progression of the disease. Dr. Huang himself arrives to visit Steve. He's a smartly dressed man in his late 40s whose cell phone rings constantly. Huang spent 3 years at Rutgers University in the U.S. performing research in cell transplantation on animals. He returned to China 4 years ago, and he rejects accusations that he's being unethical and just using patients as guinea pigs.
If we don't actually put the research into practice, then it's meaningless.
Research is all about creating a foundation for treatment and finding out the feasibility of surgery. I must keep making progress in this. And since I could not become a neurosurgeon in the U.S., I decided to return to China to do it.
Huang says he's performed this operation on some 500 people, including about 100 foreign ALS sufferers. He says he's published results of his operations in a Chinese journal. He believes that much of the criticism from the U.S. is because he's Chinese, and Americans don't like the fact that a Chinese doctor is at the forefront of what he calls this groundbreaking treatment. What would be unethical, he says, would be if he didn't use the knowledge of how this can help patients to treat them. He says he's never claimed this is a cure for the disease.
The results have been the same from the time we started. This surgery has helped some patients to regain some function. Of course, it's not a complete recovery. And it's also difficult to judge exactly how much each individual has been helped.
Critics say that's because some patients may show some small temporary benefit for a variety of reasons, including the placebo effect. The FARS joked that they are either pioneers or guinea pigs. Many U.S. scientists say it's definitely the latter. Dennis Stelzner is professor of cell and developmental biology at the State University of New York Upstate Medical University. He says what Dr. Huang is doing is essentially research, not treatment, and he's very skeptical.
As far as I know, there's no actual research that's been done to indicate that this treatment would be effective. So it sounds to me like some of the other strategies that people have tried that haven't been effective. I mean, there's just no reason to believe that this will work, I don't think.
A week later, Steve has the surgery. A week after that, he's back sitting in a chair in the same room, watching Johnny Depp in a DVD of the movie Pirates of the Caribbean.
Commodore Norings in my effects, please. And my hat.
His parents are preparing to take him home to the United States. Steve's spirits seem high, his voice seems stronger, and he has more movement in one of his thumbs, though his parents admit they have no idea if it's directly because of the surgery. It's time to leave, and Betty has bought a gift for Dr. Huang.
This is for Dr. Huang and his staff, his wonderful staff. It's a bonsai plant. For their office.
Thank you very much.
The FARS traveled back to the U.S. for Thanksgiving. Betty says this is their last hope. They've exhausted their credit and have no more money to spend on further treatment. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.